This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Willard and Dibs in the house, but I need to correct myself thanks to the 415 of the Comcast Business text line. I had a stat that was incorrect. I said that Klay Thompson, in his last four elimination games playing for the Warriors, that includes play-in games, he shot 10 for 50 in those four games. I was wrong. He was 10 for 60.
Oh, God.
In the last four elimination games.
Still not the worst one in recent memory.
It's true. Oh, go ahead, Evan.
I need to be on.
Bring him up.
All you, buddy.
Bring him up.
Bring him up.
I need him to respond.
This might have been the worst shooting performance
in the history
of big games.
Of big games.
Go ahead, Ian.
Game 5, WNBA Finals.
Oh, God.
Sabrina Ionescu. That's right. The Oregon Duck, Mark Grandy. 1 for 19. In an elimination game, and she skates.
How'd they do?
Because she won.
They won.
No. She did not win. The rest of her team.
It's a team game.
She almost cost her team the championship.
They won in overtime, and she scored. They don't even get to overtime without her.
And talk about
how many
stops
that she made. Well, actually, without the zebras.
The zebras.
Don't say that to Dibs.
I know. I just want to get them going.
You know what? I never got to ask you this, though,
Dibs.
Ask
it. You won't.
I will. Did you hear the press conference with the losing coach?
Yeah,
I did.
I've never seen in the history of sports. I'll admit, I didn't watch the game. I saw a lot of the highlights, whatever.
Yep.
I've never seen a coach conduct a press conference where they went harder at the officials than that press conference. If you do that in the NBA, you get suspended.
I think she should be fired.
I mean,
I'm serious.
It was incredible.
Classless.
Maybe not fired.
Is what it was.
Fine.
And took the attention away from her point guard.
And the bigger issue is the construct of the review in the WNBA, because they don't go to the league office. So the three people, one of whom made the call, which was probably the wrong call, those three people go to review it. And so if you want to talk about the mistakes you made, and like, let's just say you run a red light.
Yeah.
And you get pulled over.
You always think that it was yellow.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so you get pulled over and you're about to get a ticket and the cop goes, let's review it. Actually, you know what? You get to review it. And you go, excuse me, officer. I saw it as yellow. And the officer's like, you know what? Yeah. Good call.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Off you go.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way that was, because the three officials on the floor are the ones who review it, which is the flaw of humanity. Because if you made a call that was, it was questionable.
Yeah.
It's defendable.
It wasn't a great call, but plenty worse.
And you could defend it. If you're the one looking at it, you could say, well, I see contact. Yeah.
Did she say they stole it from us? Was that the quote?
They stole
that blank.
They stole that blank.
Right. Like, by the way, let me just, Dibs, you won't like this. I think
I haven't liked anything since I walked through the door today.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to say the last 3 years.
It's not what's bugging you.
No, I think that should be allowed. I think that should be allowed.
What should be?
Say what you want in the press conference. It's your press conference. I hate that people get fined. You can rip it. You can call it classless. I think that's totally fine also. I think it's odd that the league says you're not allowed to go to the microphone and criticize the refs. Criticize the refs. Well, if you think that the thing, if you think that bleep got stolen, tell us that the bleep got stolen. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Okay.
But I would counter with this. Then officials should be able to, during a game, if player X drops a pass that's right to him, the ref should be able to run over and go, dude, you suck. You dropped that pass. I can't believe you get paid to play football. You stink.
Well, you can say that, actually. Yeah. No one stops you. There's nothing in the rules
refs
that say that you're
allowed to comport themselves.
Scott Foster and Chris Paul. I mean,
but the refs are not affected.
When you're a home plate umpire and a guy takes a pitch right down the middle, you should be able to, as an umpire, do the backslide, and you should be able to like pump and gyrate, but you can't.
The pimp punch out.
You can't have it both ways.
No, it's not both.
Leslie Nielsen.
Those two things
are different.
Because the refs and umps are
Enrico Palazzo.
The refs and umps are not affected by the player performance. The players are affected by the ump and ref performance. No?
The players are affected by the ref performance.
Yeah, and the refs are not affected by the player performance.
They are, absolutely.
How?
Because if a catcher, for example, decides he doesn't want to catch the ball,
well,
and
no,
the umpire...
That's not the example
you gave. Is that not affecting the umpire's performance,
No, the
Mark?
Example you gave was if they dropped a ball. That does not affect the ref in basketball if somebody drops the ball.
No.
That has no effect on the ref at all.
No, but
so they should not be able
to. It affects the ref because maybe he wants to go get dinner and now he has to, you know, play longer in a baseball game because a guy didn't catch a ball.
Okay.
It's humanity.
Okay.
I wonder, like.
Yeah, that's a fair answer.
All you people with your one-way humanity. Like, players and coaches can berate officials, but officials can't berate coaches and players?
From the guy who wants to pull over every single time a car does something he doesn't like, and now you're Mr. Humanity?
Not every single time. And I haven't... I haven't flown the bird.
There's no bird.
28 days.
Oh, is that it?
Actually, the last time I honked at somebody...
A whole month since you flipped someone off?
It's a good run for me.
That is a good run.
It's a good run. Yeah. So, I'm undefeated on these streets.
It's like a dry January.
You know. Yeah, until you are.
I can't
be careful.
I'm undefeated on these streets. And I know who to honk and who to flip.
Oh, no, you don't.
That's a quiet roll of the dice every time.
Dangerous game.
From a guy who's never had a fight in his life. I'm 15-3-2. Only a couple times I got caught.
Oh, yeah. They're talking
Jeff
about ties in a fight.
How do you fight?
The flyweight division.
I'm throwing the red hanky on those stats.
Facts. I know who to fight and when to fight.
You've been reviewing your own reviews.
I was able to pick my own fight card. I didn't. I'm not out there fighting like the bully.
I'm Sabrina Ionescu.
Dummy.
I'm 1-19.
There you have it. Shout out Corey Davis.
No, that might have been the one win.
my old neighbor who went to school with him.
I'm 0-0.
He's a stranger.
You and Steiny both.
Yeah. No,
maybe we should get you two together for one fight one time.
Nah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I got fight a 60-year-old man. I'm in my 40s.
Barely.
You're gutless. No, bring it in. Bring it in. Totally.
Man, I'm due for one fight,
exactly.
I guess, at some point. Hey, you excited about the Warrior season?
Very.
I am too.
Yeah, very. I mean, like, I think this Warrior team almost has a chance, and who knows, maybe 8 hours from now, it'll already be over. But they have a chance to sort of be... The sight for sore eyes of the Bay Area sports fan right now. After the last 2 years, Draymond punches Jordan. Last year, Clay with his constant sourpuss all over the place. Like, a little bit of a feel-good team. An opportunity for... And I would argue that that's what they were when they last won the title. It was very much a feel-good team. I don't think this team will be as good as that team. But I think this has a chance to be a very good, fun team, especially if they do perform at a pretty high level. And I do think it could be, if things go well and they're blessed with health, this could be a 50-win team this year.
Dibs?
More likely to be a 40-win team. No. And I was thinking about, like, best case, worst case for this Warrior team. So, best case is Steph plays 70 games, Draymond plays 70, Wiggins reverts to his 2 years ago form, Kuminga takes another step forward, and the rest of the guys are really good, and they fit, and they're mostly healthy. Yeah, best case scenario, you're a 52-53 win team if everything goes well. Worst case scenario, you're aging, and we're all aging. This is no disrespect to Steph, but your aging superstar has health issues, and he slows down. Your power forward who has a penchant for getting suspended falls into more difficulty. And I told Mark yesterday, it's a clean slate for me and Draymond. No more Draymond bashing from me until it's appropriate.
I got that lasting at two and a half games.
Whatever, so far.
He's
one
get
day
a tech in the first quarter.
One right? day in, and I'm doing great so far. It's like any other addiction, and I'm addicted to bashing Draymond, and so far, all I can do is make it through today, guys. That's it. And the other worst-case scenarios, you can go through and say Wiggins plays like last year, Kuminga's mad about no contract, Pods is overrated, and GP2 gets hurt again, and Moody is marooned on the bench, and none of the new guys fit, and you win 35 games. So for me, best case, worst case, it probably falls somewhere in the middle, which is where the over-under is, 43.5.
Yeah,
and I would bet the over on
take
that.
Take the over.
Yeah,
I don't know why I feel this way, but I do feel like everybody's slate is clean.
Yeah. Slate.
I get it. That okay, Draymond messed up the last two seasons. Okay, well, unfortunately, that's done. Like, what's he going to be this year? Wiggins, last 2 years. Oh, boy. Okay, well, we're starting a new season. Let's get rid of that. Steph Curry, new era for everybody. He doesn't have Klay Thompson. I don't care what he did. Four titles, but that's in the past. But so's his second half shooting last year, which wasn't great. You know, Kevon Looney. The boss is all over Kevon Looney. Hey, Kevon Looney's in great shape this year. Why wasn't he last year? You know what? We're not going to worry about that. It's all about this year. How's Looney going to play? Kuminga. What's Kuminga going to do? He's been up and down for 3 years. None of that matters except this year. So I'm wiping the slate clean for everybody.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this season is going to tell us if the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Like I think they've had better players on past teams, but this team looks like it actually knows how to play together. I think there's less egos, there's less agendas, and the players that even are responsible for some of the past issues, they're not trying to prove, like Klay was last year, that they're still the same players. They're trying to prove that they can help winning basketball, a la Wiggins, a la Draymond. So I think even some of the players that had harmed the Warriors the last couple seasons, they're in a different headspace and are in a kind of a clean spot for me. So I think this will be a test of whether or not winning basketball games is more because of them playing together or the actual talent that they have,
well,
or lack.
Let me ask you this. So the rumors, I guess they weren't rumors, it kind of been confirmed. Draymond and The Athletic writes a whole story on it, and I guess the target, we spent so much time, Paul George or Lauri Markkanen, the target was Paul George and Lauri Markkanen.
I saw that.
Okay, for those who don't know that, that's what has been sort of confirmed by Draymond and multiple reports, that the Warriors felt they had a shot at Paul George on the cheap because the Clippers could not financially make that all work, so they didn't think it was going to take much to get him, and then they thought there would be enough left over after getting Paul George to go to Utah and get Markkanen, and for those two players, they would have emptied the cupboard. Which likely means no Kuminga, no Moody, no Pods, and no drafts for the next handful of years. It didn't come together because the Clippers wouldn't play ball. But if they had, would you have liked that? Or do you like what they did instead? In other words, would you like Paul George and Lauri Markkanen and the rest of these young guys are all gone, right, and there's no draft picks coming up in the future?
It would be Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, or do you like what they did?
Well, I like what they did, but if your starting five would be Draymond and Steph, and it would be Markkanen and Paul George and TJD.
I mean, who knows?
Or Looney?
Wiggins might still be on the team. I don't even know.
Yeah, I wonder if you could make all that work with Wiggins.
And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I hated the idea of paying Paul George over $50 million a year for four more years. That's the part that I thought... Like, that, to me, would have been extremely risky. And the way they ended up going about it... I mean, look, let's put the rat on the table. Mm. They're going to make a move.
They
will.
They want to.
And I think they will.
But the move has to present itself.
And I believe
They,
I believe one will.
And they kicked the tires, reportedly, on Carl Anthony Towns. Right, that ended up being a no.
Yeah.
I think they're prepping themselves to be prepared.
No doubt.
If a Giannis, if a fill in blank ever becomes available, I agree with you, but you don't know that, like those are hard to do.
No, but the plan, clearly, with the contract structure of this team, I mean, hey, you know, you got an opportunity at a big boy. Hey, take your pick.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your pick of anybody other than number 30.
They have flexibility.
And we can probably make it work.
Well, they have flexibility, but this is also step one in what once had happened 8 times under Farhan. Everyone got pretty sick of it. Stop telling me you're going to get the big guy when he's available. You're not getting the big guy.
Yes, but the Warriors got Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And I know that Mike Dunleavy was not yet the guy. He was the assistant guy, but this franchise at least has a track record of doing things that Farhan never did.
Fair, very fair,
so,
obviously.
You know, and
they've already got a couple good players
and the
that
Moses
you
Moody contract doesn't kick in until next year, right?
Right.
As far as a tradable number. So I just had my eye on that. When that news broke, I thought, oh, there's a piece in the offseason that you could then trade at $13 million a year that you could command in the offseason to get something back.
Great point.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a great point.
They have 10 guys right now between, I think, $12 and $2 million. And that's another big part of the offseason is shedding salary allows you to aggregate other salaries. Like, they wouldn't have been able to combine salaries if they had kept guys or if they had traded for Paul George or gotten Lauri Markkanen, who they then would probably have to give an extension to. Like, they would have been very handicapped if they had made those decisions that Draymond Green said that they
tried. By league rules, right? Because if you're in the second apron,
you can't aggregate.
So now that they're below the apron, they can now, it can be an aggregation sensation.
And how many teams in any sport invest $40 million into a player they don't even know if they're going to play? They don't even know if they're going to use him.
I think he's going to play.
I do too,
right?
But I think there'll be nights where it's not much. I mean, we asked Steve this yesterday. Look at the roster.
That's the one thing we didn't play.
Yeah,
there's
no obvious answers when you get to, what, 7 through 12.
That I agree with.
Like, who's ahead of who in that lineup?
Well,
and you can't play 12. You can say you're going to play 12. You're not going to on a night-in and night-out basis.
And the boss may love the fitness of Kevon Looney, but for me, he is the obvious one who you don't play. Just based on his limited availability, I think TJD plays ahead of him, and I love Kevon
Looney. Unless they need a a three-point flurry, they probably won't play Looney.
Right.
That's a good breakdown right
there. That's a solid breakdown. Yeah. I do think that it's Looney and Moody are the easiest ones to be on the odd man out
the
list.
The Joga
right now.
Team.
Exactly.
That's the Joga team.
They do Joga.
Right.
Yeah.
I do think Steve Kerr has always shown a penchant for leaning toward veterans in this era. And so that's the one thing I do I think it's going to be interesting is Heald, Kyle Anderson, and Melton. Will he lean their way over the Kuminga, Moody, Pajemski if he feels like they need guys who really know how to play? The other thing I think that could be an issue is, you know, if you have 11 or 12 guys and you think they can play, well, then two things have to happen. Two guys are just going to be out of the rotation all the time, or a different two are going to be out each game. And that's where if you're not winning those games that you're competitive in with 6 minutes, when you lose those games, then everybody comes in the next day. How come Moody didn't play down the stretch, Heald did? How come Melton wasn't in there when, you got to win more games than they did last year when they were in games that they had a chance to win, because then that kind of puts that all away.
I think it brings about a great plus and a great minus.
Exactly.
And the plus is you feel a little bit more injury proof. You lose a couple guys, it's almost a gift.
Like you almost want it to happen.
Right. So, but the big minus, you're right. There's no way that we're not screaming about Steve Kerr's rotations 2 weeks from today. There's literally almost no way.
Unless you're 9-0.
They're all 119 to 116, and Moody plays 4 minutes.
He should have played five.
Exactly. Yep. People are going to be melting down.
Yeah,
they're going to be D'Anthony melting down. Yeah, you're welcome.
I saw that one coming.
I also think the depth could help them remain healthy. Like, because, all right, Melton's coming off a season which was riddled by back injuries. GP2. Let's just be honest, is injury prone. And then you have a couple of aging players. Curry, they want to keep allegedly at 32 minutes. And Draymond Green, I know that he didn't play a lot last year because he was suspended, but the year before, you know, he's going to deal with injuries as he gets older. So I feel like having multiple players, again, like, all right, tonight, Moody, you're not playing, but we're going to play you for 25 on Friday against Utah. Like that kind of staggering. Specifically against teams that aren't as good as, you know, kind of the top heavy teams in the West, I think it helped them stack wins against teams they're supposed to beat, which was a struggle for them last year sometimes, and would also help them through the marathon of the season. So it's like you are kind of load managing a little bit, but you have enough players that are about the same, 3 through 12, to do that. And I think the roles are more defined than last season, whereas you were trying to figure out at the beginning of the year, well, you got to appease Clay. Andrew Wiggins was not playing very well. So Jonathan Kuminga, who, by the way, it wasn't even the rotation at the beginning of last year. You are now either going to be a starter or you're going to, I don't know, at least come off the bench and be a scorer for us. Like, I think the roles are more defined at the beginning of this year than at the beginning of last season.
As it pertains to Moody, here's the one thing I'm looking at, and this is a short-term thing, but Steve Kerr came into training camp and basically said, we got open spots, we got playing time, these guys are going to decide who play. Well, Moody's got to play early in the season. I mean, if he didn't earn playing time with this preseason, when you set up the preseason by telling people spots are open, minutes are there, like, then Moody's got to get first crack at whatever those minutes are, because he was their best player in the preseason.
Moody is such a pickle because he's so well-liked. And, you know, last week I called him the backup quarterback of the Warriors, and I hope people understood what I meant by that. I meant that in an emotional sort of a way, which is that he represents what you want to be there when things aren't going well. Like the backup quarterback's always really popular because if your team's 2-5, let's switch the quarterback. Moody has got this, like, he represents what would have worked when something doesn't work. But I don't know that that's necessarily true. I don't know that he's markedly different than a lot of the other bench wings that the Warriors have. So, I mean, it'll work itself out. It is fascinating. We could do a whole show on, like, why Moses is, like, captured everybody's imagination the way it has. He's a bench player who is good. Good.
We're talking to Nahigian yesterday. That's the boss. And he gives us this stat about you can figure out interest on the internet.
Social media impressions.
And he's like, Moody.
Moody stuff. It goes nuts.
Moody. I'm like, Moody?
Moody. Moses Moody.
Moody Moses.
Yeah, like Trey Lance. When Trey Lance was, you know, he was the threat.
That makes sense, though.
Number three pick in the draft.
But then when he played, and then he got hurt, and then that was it. And Moody was a lottery pick, so you could look at it in however way you want to look at it. But when Moody plays, he tends to really play well. He doesn't often play and then stink. Sometimes he's a non-factor, but when he plays and then he flashes and then he doesn't play again, that's when fans lose their mind.
Before you guys go, something else just caught my eye that has me annoyed. And it's completely different subject, different sport. Did you guys all see this with Green Bay?
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
I did not.
This annoys me.
Why? Is he not allowed to go where he wants to go?
Of course he is.
Can somebody tell me what we're talking
Robert
about?
Robert Saleh is at Green Bay Packers practice today.
He's been hired. Oh. He's been hired, not just at practice.
Yeah.
He has been hired in a fluid role. Fluid. By Matt
LaFleur. He's the water boy.
No.
Talk about flipping the bird.
To describe it the way they did, he came in today to observe the offense of the Packers, to give a defensive perspective with the team. In other words, just let's watch. Let's see what we see, offer perspective, and be a part of the staff in a fluid role. This comes 2 weeks after we were told by source reporting, Robert does not want to work for the rest of this year. He wants to travel with his family. And obviously, Kyle poo-pooed, and I get why. Like, I get not putting someone on Nick Sorensen's shoulder that quickly, but I don't know. It kind of annoys me. It kind of feels like something that would have been welcome here.
Well, you know that he was in Matt LaFleur's wedding.
Yes.
When Matt LaFleur got married. So they are closer than he is with Kyle Shanahan, I would imagine. He didn't come to San Francisco Santa Clara.
LaFleur and Kyle are, like, they're all close.
The Niners already have that guy, though, right?
Who?
Dawn Staley.
Dawn Staley.
Brandon Staley. It was supposed to be the Robert Saleh for this year. So
I don't know what Brandon Staley does, to be honest with you.
I don't know
what
Robert Saleh is going to be doing.
And I wonder how much he's going to make, because whatever he makes is an offset his contract that he's getting with the Jets. So he might actually work for a dollar. He might just be there because LaFleur's his buddy, and he wants to help out an actually winning team.
They're only confirming that he's been hired for the week. He's been hired for the week.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. The Niners next week, and then he's going to go to the Cowboys. And
yeah.
Remember the old temp services they used to have? Like,
we used to call Manpower and Kelly Girls.
Kelly. The Kelly was the company where you work for Kelly, and then they might ship you here for a week, and you might go there for a day. That's all this is. Yeah. He's a temp.
I worked for Manpower once.
How'd that
they
go?
Had me raking leaves at a cemetery in Reading.
Oh, that sounds meditative.
Feels like a one and done.
If you're Chris Davis.
Did you make it through the whole day?
$4.25 an hour.
Dude.
I know.
Did you work the whole day?
I worked the whole day. It was awful.
Man.
But
that's a lot of leaves.
But
I learned a lot of grave raking.
But it gave me a great sense of work ethic. And I know you guys are going to get after it hard today, and I look forward to the show.
Did you just bring that up because you're about to leave?
I got
to
go. I got to go rake leaves on 95.7. They even do that anymore. 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.